this is a competition, and it's an international design competition, and we picked a particular task. The particular task was for water purification.
And under this task, we had to purify or disinfect 3,000 gallons of water per day, and we needed to do this using only renewable energy sources. So the one that we picked was just to use human power combined with solar power. We built two different systems that would both meet that requirement.
Yeah, the systems were meant to be implemented in a third world country or a natural disaster stricken area.
Now, how did you come up with the idea for developing this kind of a system?
We looked at a bunch of different technologies, and we kind of settled on this as being the best that we thought that we could use.
I mean, there were many different technologies that all worked. However, we were trying to come up with the most cost-effective. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we had two systems that were each under $2,000 to provide 3,000 gallons of water for a year.
Mm-hmm. And pretty much one of the systems, the bleach system, with $3, you can provide clean water for one person for an entire year.
How does it work?
Pretty much the system starts, both systems, the UV and the bleach system, they start with the pre-disinfection.
Okay.
The pre-disinfection consists of a sand filter, a treadle pump, and a 1-micron bag filled with 9 ounces of activated carbon.
Okay.
Then after the water goes through that pre-disinfection, then it goes through its disinfection step, which is either UV or bleach.
And it costs about $550 to...
For the bleach system. The bleach system is $550 and the UV is $1,500. That's where the two systems divide, whether you're going to use bleach or you use UV to disinfect.
How big is the system? Is it portable?
It is portable. Actually, we had to drive it all the way out to New Mexico. Probably one of the biggest things was the treadle pump. It's a two-person pump that pretty much acts as a Stairmaster. And underneath it, there are these cylinders that have check valve assemblies on them that allow it to prime with water and then discharge. And the sand filter is used to just clear up the water. It's like a clarifier of the water. It lowers the turbidity and just makes it clear. And then from there, whenever it goes into the disinfection system, whether it be UV or bleach, it'll get all the bacteria removed, killed, and from there on, it'll go on to some sort of storage tank. And we were able to haul around pretty much a whole system in the back of a pickup.
Now, your team won the Intel Innovation Award at the Waste Management Education and Research Center at New Mexico State University. Could you tell us something about that?
Well, it began April 2nd. It was just a few weeks ago. And there was a large collaboration of everyone wanting to do Task 7 because lots of people will want to clean up the water. And it's a huge problem that is applicable in many places. There were many other competitors, including Duke, Idaho State, LSU, as well as many others, but each of them had, we saw lots of different disinfection processes, including ceramic filters, ultrafiltration.
Innovation Award was given to the people that were most complete in their design and were most able to implement their system, or closest to being able to implement their system.
Okay.
So. And for implementation, actually, I had already submitted a proposal for the College of Engineering, and we had actually gotten funding through the College of Engineering and the Honors College to implement the bleach system in Haiti. We were going to travel there after graduation because all of our team members were seniors. But the day before we were going to go out to the competition, they told us that since Haiti has a travel watch, we couldn't go there.
Okay.
And so we had everything planned to implement the system. And currently right now I'm actually trying to talk to Engineers Without Borders or anybody else to see if we can find a region where we can get the system implemented. We wanted to put it to use. We don't want it to go to waste.
Absolutely. And how many people were working on this project along with you guys?
There were 17 members plus a couple of faculty advisors. Mm-hmm.
Did you face any roadblocks? Anything that you were working on or wasn't working out? And
Yes. Yep. Yes.
It was all a learning experience. The day before, we had a blowout on our pump, and so it was just one of those last-minute things. We were just trying to get everything together right before we left. We had already had the pump loaded, and it was just sitting there in the back of the truck, and we were like, we got to fix this now because we're taking it tomorrow.
Yes. When everything can go wrong.
But it was one of those things, like, all the stars aligned, and it just happened right.
Yes. Yes.
Thankfully, that's a great thing. Now, you have talked about certain applications of this research, using it in disaster-stricken or developing countries who do not have access to clean water. Mm-hmm. Is there any other use for the system?
Well, the turtle pump is the largest piece, and mm-hmm. it's a little over 8 feet by about 4 feet by 5 feet tall. And that could be used for lots of things, actually. Say if someone wanted to irrigate their garden or something like that, they could use the sand filter to help clear it up and then take it through the pump and then just pump it on into their garden. Because usually whenever you're talking about gardens, you're not too worried about having a little bit of bacteria in it, just as long as it's not really concentrated stuff like the stuff out of the wastewater.
Can you make a bigger model of that and maybe use it for a bigger population?
Well, you could actually do quite a few of them in parallel.
Oh, okay.
So whenever we tested it out, myself and one of the other teammates could get somewhere around 20 gallons a minute on it, the pump. But whenever we were using lighter people, around 100 pounds a piece, it was somewhere around 12 gallons a minute. But I think if you wanted to, you could scale it up, but we thought that for at least our competition, it got pretty expensive trying to scale up, so we decided not to go too high.
Okay. Now, you've done this research. Are you looking at something in the future, something similar, some other kind of research that might be important or relevant in this context?
Well, there are plenty of things on the system that could be improved and optimized. Mm-hmm. I mean, we only worked on this for somewhere around 4 or 5 months, and there are people that spend years and decades perfecting different water purification systems. So I think there's plenty that could be improved if we could work on this and keep going. Mm-hmm. So if New Mexico decides to go ahead and have the competition task for water purification, I bet Dr. Penny's going to jump on that.
Each part of the design can be used for different aspects. Mm-hmm. To get that design out there for different applications would be great. The way we kind of went about the project is we wrote detailed operation plans so somebody could take it almost by themselves and set it up so they could, you know, have that opportunity to use it without us.
Most of the stuff was, or all of it was purchased from, say, Walmart, Lowe's, Hobby Lobby, places like that you'd be able to find around here. And, you know, say whenever you get to a third world country, a lot of the materials still will be able to be found at the sites.
Okay.
But some materials probably would have to be shipped. Mm-hmm.
All right. Thank you so much.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.